Students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School are in Tallahassee, Florida today. They're there to rally and to urge leaders, including Governor Rick Scott, to examine ways to increase gun regulations and fund mental health support in the state. The students took the 7-hour bus ride to the Capitol just a week after a shooting at their school left 17 people dead. Yesterday, the Florida legislature voted down a motion to consider a ban on semi-automatic weapons, such as the AR-15-style rifle used in last week's shooting. Stoneman Douglas students watched on from the gallery. They're also set to meet with Governor Scott later today. NPR's Brackton Booker is in Tallahassee, and he joined us a bit earlier from the scene of the rally. And I started by asking him what he was seeing and what the students there hope to achieve.
Well, okay, so there's a big group of students and other activists marching towards the Capitol right now, to the old Capitol building. They're holding signs showing, their blood is on your hands. Protect kids, not guns. And they're chanting right now, "I believe that we will win." They really want to see some real common sense gun changes here. That obviously is going to be an uphill battle in a Republican-controlled state house.
I see. So on that point, Bracton, I mean, have you had a chance to talk to students about what their reaction was to the decision yesterday in Florida to vote down a motion to consider a ban on semi-automatic weapons?
Yeah, you know, a lot of students were disappointed, obviously. They thought they really had some momentum after the shooting last week at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, where they drove up on buses yesterday. People were upset because they thought, hey, you know, this is the chance to actually do something. You see our faces, you see the anguish on our faces, you know our story. Some of the members of the state legislature came down to Florida and saw blood stains on the school campus. So they thought, of course, this is our chance to get this done. But they got a real lesson in how difficult it is to change laws. And they're meeting with members of the state legislature throughout the day and hoping that if they can stay in their faces and come into their offices and kind of sit in on some of their committee meetings, that they will change minds. But I got to tell you, there are only a couple more days left in the legislative session here. It ends on March 9th, so there's really not a whole lot of time to make anything happen this legislative session.
Interesting. Now, at the rally today, sounds like there's a lot going on. Is it mostly students from Stoneman Douglas High School or from other parts of Florida?
Oh, no. There are people from all over. I mean, the students are the face of this, but, I mean, there are lots of adults here. There looks to be students from nearby colleges. Florida State is here. Florida AMU is here. And there are other groups here that are just saying this is time to get behind these students, these high school students, to enact change. So right now, there's got to be a couple thousand people in front of the steps of the Capitol with the rally. So there are only about 100 students that took the buses up from Stoneman Douglas. So this is showing that the movement is strong and it has momentum here.
Well, that's NPR's Brackton Booker joining us from just outside the state capitol in Tallahassee, Florida. Brackton, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is what-